Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. About what I've entitled, Where the Sole of Your Feet Tread, where the soles of your feet tread. I want to go back into in the beginning and just make a few statements, and then we're going to go into a little bit of New Covenant as well. I'm even going to go, I hope, a little bit into the Amplified Version to just highlight some verses of Scripture that I think are very important. Wherever the sole of your feet tread, if we learn to walk from the position of being properly related to God, Amen. You know, not just walking, you know, not, let me say, jaywalking. Now you're going to wait for the light to change. If we walk properly related to God, and much of that proper relation to God has to do with the renewing of our mind. Amen. Okay, the mind must be renewed. Amen. No more ghetto thinking. Amen. You know what I mean? The ghetto mind. The mind is full of negativity. The filter is negative. It comes from the renewing of the mind. And when the mind is renewed, it's easy to be led by the Spirit. Amen. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's easy to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And when we're being led by the Spirit, your spirit will be speaking things to you that come from God. Amen. He will guide you into all truth, but he will receive, and he will speak. Now, this all culminates in the reality of our walking in dominion. Amen. If these components are in place, we will find ourselves in 2022 walking in a place of dominion. Amen. We can reference God on every level if we exercise this prophetic dominion. But one of the keys that we've been talking about is the need to activate it. Amen. That this has to be activated. You can't just think it. It must be activated. And the key component to activating God's word is your mouth. Amen. Nobody get offended, but look at somebody next to you. Your husband. Your wife. Tell them, put the word in your big mouth. We need a big mouth. When we truly understand and grasp this, we will know that what I just said is the most powerful thing or key in the whole universe. We're created in the likeness after God's likeness. And this is so key. James talks about it. It's woven all through the Scripture, the significance and importance of words we speak. Not just words, but the right words. Speaking God's word. Whatever you decree by your voice, when you are in this realm that I just described of dominion, it changes atmospheres. Yes. If you're dull of hearing, If your mind is dull, you won't observe a lot of the movements of Holy Spirit. One of the things we need to really understand about God, when God speaks something, look at somebody and tell them, it's done.
It's done.
God will speak to some if you're dull in hearing it, and you'll be waiting and waiting on it. I know what God said, but I'm waiting. No, you receive it the moment God speaks it to you. It's done. There's no time with God. See, time started with Adam when he fell.
Amen.
There wasn't no time before that.
Amen.
He brought time in. But before that, God speaks, and even when he speaks now, it's done.
Amen.
But you must act like it and activate it with your speech, with your thoughts, and with what you do. All right? Everything you speak to will be as subject to your voice as it is to God's voice.
Amen.
You know, in the beginning, God walked with Adam. We read it, he walked in the garden with Adam in the cool of the day, and they talked. We don't see Adam at that time offering any type of sacrifices or kneeling to pray. It was conversation. And what was God doing? Hear this. God was walking with Adam until Adam's voice sounded like God's voice.
Amen.
God will walk with you.
Amen.
He walks with you until your voice starts to sound like his voice. That's what he's after. Because he needs us here in the earth realm to represent heaven, amen, so that heaven can pass through into this earth realm. So God walks with you until your voice sounds like his. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, if you can get it up for me. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the tree fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. He didn't even ask what it was. Is this an apple? Mango? Where does fruit come from? No, he just ate. The moment Adam did that, he lost dominion because he acted on his own understanding.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't act on what God had instructed him. It's true for us today when we act on our own understanding. See, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the way thereof is the way of death. Bible tells us, trust in the Lord with all our heart and what? Lean not to your own understanding. The moment Adam did that, and see, Adam could no longer decree God's word and live in dominion because he had acted on his own understanding. Not only that, we notice here, it didn't say Adam paused and said, wait, what fruit is this? He didn't say anything. Listen to me. This is why this is such a powerful principle, the most powerful in the universe. When Adam withheld the words of God in the garden, he lost everything having to do with dominion. In other words, he ain't say nothing.
Amen. Amen. Right.
Though he had dominion over everything.
Amen. Amen.
Had he said something, he'd have stopped everything.
Amen. Amen.
But he said nothing. And he lost dominion, leaning unto his own understanding. We must hear the words of God in our spirit and receive them. And then our words are powerful as God's words. Amen. Amen? We've been talking about kingdom. This is kingdom, because when you talk kingdom, whenever you pray, and don't stop praying it, whenever you pray, thy kingdom come, that's a declaration of war.
Amen.
Say amen, everybody.
Amen.
It's a declaration of war because kingdoms clash. God's kingdom is not going to coexist with other kingdoms. We reread the book of Revelation, we see that all the kingdoms of this world are eventually going to submit and become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Kingdoms are like that. The domain of darkness is like that. It won't coexist. It's trying to take over.
Amen.
It's trying to take over.
Amen.
You hear people phrase it this way: the devil's busy.
Yes,
amen. He's not gonna settle. You know, if you let him ride, he's gonna want to drive.
Amen.
You give him an inch, he's gonna take a mile.
Amen.
You open the door, he's bringing all his buddies with him.
Amen.
He's not settled for you just doing one little thing. Oh, he wants everything.
Amen.
How many know the devil is a lie though?
Amen.
There's a kingdom here, and we are in that kingdom, and the kingdom of God is greater. Hello.
Amen.
But it's governed by spiritual laws.
Hallelujah. Say it.
God is calling everyone in the body of Christ. Listen, we're about to cross over. It's a shifting going on in the spirit realm. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? And God has reserved the best wine for last. Amen. The divine wine is about to be poured. That governor said, you know, usually they serve the best wine first and then they serve the cheaper stuff last. But you have reserved the best wine for last. Anybody ready for the best wine? Amen. The best wine, the best that God has is coming. Amen. In the midst of the darkness, the light's going to shine the brightest. So the call is to a new day in faith. Tell somebody, I'm going higher. I'm being upgraded. I'm increasing. I'm enlarging. That's why, let me tell you something, that's why the devil has fought you tooth and nail. That's why the pressure's been so great. He knows your potential. He knows what you carry. And guess what? He's scared of you. I said he's scared of you. If you ever come into the knowledge of who you really are and really start walking in your stature, that's what he wants to keep hidden from you. That's why he said if you eat of this fruit, then you'll be like God. They were already like God. He knew he couldn't touch them. That's how it is. That's the reality. He's a liar. The father of lies. The creator of lies. A murderer. From the beginning. A deceiver. Amen. A deceiver. That's why the truth sets us free. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Deuteronomy 11, verse 24 and 25. I want you to leave out of here today knowing that the enemy is under your feet. Amen. I said he's under your feet. Deuteronomy 11, verse 24 and 25.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.